It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
All right, John, Jason Kelce, as we talk to him every single Wednesday at this time.
Sponsored by PDQ Signature Systems. If you're in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, or casino business, you need a PDQ POS system. With PDQ POS, you'll sell more, earn more, and work less. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Visit PDQPOS.com.
All right, let's welcome him to the show, the star center of the Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Jason Kelce. How you doing, Jason?
How we doing, Joe? Good. Thanks for having me.
God, it's our pleasure, Jason. Really is. So, Jason, let's start with this. You know, we've spent a lot of time this week, John and I have, and the whole station and really the whole fan base, talking X's and O's and what's going right, what's going wrong. Forget all that for a second. Let's just talk about you guys and the mood of the team and the temperature. Give us the temperature of the team. You know, in the locker room with the guys, you're 2-0. It's been a different kind of 2-0. Tell us about the temperature of the team right now as you feel it.
All right. I'll try and give this as accurate as I can.
Yep.
But we're 2-0, which is good. But we're 2-0, and we know that we could very easily be 1-1, and we have not played football the way we want to play football yet. So the temperature of the team is a little bit on edge, and I think everybody, you know, feels that we need to play better, and if we want to live up to the expectations that we think that we are capable of playing like, we need to make improvements and we need to perform better. And I think that that's the temperature that I feel, and I think that's a good temperature. I think that that's where you want to be in this league. You know, I've been on record before saying, you know, you don't want to be comfortable. You know, when you're comfortable, there's a shoe waiting to drop in this league. And, you know, I think that we all understand that we have great talent on this roster. We have great coaches. We have a great organization. And, you know, we're sitting here 2-0, but I think everybody is very cognizant of the fact that we need to continue to improve and work.
Jason, how often are defenses lining up in unscouted looks that create indecision for your O-line?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's happened a lot the first two games, and we saw it a lot last year. And, you know, we're going to continue to see it. You know, I think if, you know, I think teams are going to continue to try and throw us off, continue to do things that are, you know, unorthodox or things that they haven't done before, because you know, we were one of the most explosive offenses in the league last year. And the amount of talent we have, I think, you know, that's when you see teams do extreme things, you know?
Right.
Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions against the Kansas City Chiefs, go for a fourth down punt, fake punt on their own 10-yard line, right? Like, this is kind of the category that teams have set us in all offseason, at least. They understand that this offense is high-powered, dynamic. Jalen Hurts is a multi-threat quarterback, and we have all these weapons across the board and the offensive line and yada, yada, yada. We're not going to see, you know, people line up and one thing and just do what they do. And I don't think that's going to happen at all this year. So I think the more that we see all of these looks and these things that people have, you know, looked either from colleges or across the league, and have looked to implement them to kind of throw us off early, quite frankly, I think the better.
Mm-hmm. How different is it blocking for DeAndre Swift? I know me personally, I felt like I had to do nothing, next to nothing, to open holes for Brian Westbrook. He was just that good. How much easier does Swift make your job?
You know, Swift is a great back. I think we have a lot of great backs. I'm a huge Kenny Gainwell fan. I think Kenny ran the ball phenomenal last year. I don't want to every back runs it a little bit different. Mm-hmm. In particular, Swift, you almost want to, at least in my limited time of playing with him so far, you know, just get in front of a guy and stay fronted up with him, because, like, as you know, John, like, when you're running certain plays, even zone plays, you might think, like, hey, this could hit anywhere. But most zone plays kind of have, like, a rhythm and a cadence and, like, where they're going to hit. And it felt like DeAndre, and part of it might have been the defense's, how unorthodox it was last Thursday night, but you know, inside zone, which 9 times out of 10 is hitting in the backside, A, B, or C. Yeah, I mean, he was hitting the front side. He was in the backside. We were on the goal line. His one touchdown run that he actually got, unfortunately,
he almost had two others. Yeah.
They were in like a 6-2 gapped out defense, and we ran inside zone to it. And like the only hope that play usually has scoring is by winding behind just kind of the wave that happens. And the front side slanted. It was actually a pretty good defense that Brian Flores implemented to kind of try and jam up the front side to limit the amount of edge that we had on the front side of the zone. But, I mean, Swift had the wherewithal to bounce that front side, and there's an unheaded player there. But, you know, the guy doesn't make the tackle and he scores a touchdown. So, you know, now it really is dynamic, because now teams are going to be drawing stuff up for that, right? They're going to be, okay, well, man, we can't just be firm front side. We got to be able to be ready to come off blocks and to make tackles, and then that could potentially help stretch things out on the backside. But anyways, this is a long-winded way of saying just get in front of the guy and be ready for anything to happen, because this kid is going to, you know, take off like a jackrabbit at any second, and he might be someplace that you're not ready for it.
Right. I just have to interject something here. We learned something about my partner, Joe DeCamera, last week, Jason.
Okay.
Do you know that Joe thinks your brother is more handsome than Brad Pitt?
Whoa. That's not what I said.
What did you say?
Wow.
No, that's a
hell of a compliment, Joe.
Well,
you said he's as handsome
hold
as
on.
Brad Pitt?
I didn't think we were going to get into this.
It's a bold statement.
How did I miss this
no,
last week?
No.
I'm here now.
Dude, I'm totally.
Me too, Jason.
This is like when Charles Barkley was misquoted in his own autobiography. All right, John misquoted me on our own show. What I said, and this is going to get even weirder here.
It's definitely getting weirder.
Okay, what I said is that I believe Travis Kelce is a better looking human than Taylor Swift.
Oh, it was during this.
That's what I said. Now,
okay. Well, how did Brad Pitt come into this?
Well, I think there was just...
You compared him to Brad Pitt.
Well, there was talk about the great looking guys in society. Pitt.
Kelce, you put Travis Kelce.
I think Travis Kelce is very
Brad
I think
Pitt's
he's
category.
A very handsome man. Denzel, DiCamera, Clooney.
Yeah.
Great question, Jason. Where does Jason rank?
All right. Now let's get. All right, Jason, you are the second best looking brother in your family.
What?
Listen, all
I'll take that.
All
to
I,
a guy to a guy ahead of Brad Pitt, I'll take second.
All I do is keep it real. You know, I keep it real. All right, so Jason, let's get. By the way, how they doing? How those two doing? How those love? No, that's all right. Jason, everything you say gets quoted on these days. You know that, right?
I know. I get it. And that's the way the world works. And Tony kind of blindsided me with that question on Thursday night. And I don't know. It's hard to answer because I don't really know a lot about what's happening in Travis's love life. And I try to, like, keep, his business and stay out of that world. But having said that, man, I think they're doing great, and I think it's all 100% true, and I hope that this soon goes a mile. No, I'm joking. I don't really know what's happening. So.
Good for them, Jason. Good for them, man. That's excellent. All right, Jason, speaking of, you know, lives being private or open, you opened yourself up immensely in the documentary Kelsey, which I got the opportunity to see since we last talked to you. Many fascinating aspects of it. And one I want to focus on is back in March, when you were deliberating whether to play another season or not, and the clock was ticking to the start of free agency, how intense was it for you to arrive at that answer before the start of free agency, to be fair to the Eagles, when maybe you were struggling dramatically on what the answer should be?
Well, I think it was difficult for sure. I think you're really trying to get to a decision quickly because you understand the predicament that the organization's in and, you know, where the timing is at. And luckily I felt like I was very, very confident that I could make a decision in the final moments before, I guess, free agency was getting going. But, yeah, I think you don't want to make that decision before it's made in your head, and you also, you know, don't want to handcuff the team. So, yeah, I mean, it was a difficult position because you want to make sure that your organization and your teammates and your coaches and everybody have the best foot going forward for the next season. But ultimately, it ended up being one that I felt comfortable making, and we were able to operate well in free agency.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was key. It certainly helped the team have that information. Jason, let's get it back to this current squad right now. One thing that has stood out to us is opposing teams are providing – so it looked to me like last year you guys on offense dictated the terms. I mean, you guys were coming at teams, and you were essentially applying tremendous pressure, also with great talent, to the opposing defense. It looks to me like this year opposing defenses are trying to dictate. They're coming at you guys. Is that your feel, that it's a heavy blitz thing so far – and that you guys need to figure out the where they're coming from and the communication to give Jalen more time? And is that a fair summation of part of what's happened this year?
Yeah, I mean, we're seeing blitzes, and we've also played, you know, two teams that blitz a lot. I think teams did that last year. We're going to continue to see varying degrees of what we're seeing. I think that's, you know, the vanilla things that are sitting back and whatnot, teams have decided to stop doing so far, but I think it's going to be week to week. I don't really think, you know, there's any one way that teams are going to try and defend us. And I think it's going to depend a lot on the personnel they have or things that they're going to want to do. Obviously the more success teams have doing specific things, other teams are going to try and replicate. And the more we execute and attack specific things, teams are going to stay away from. So right now, I think teams are going to continue to do what the first two teams have had success doing. And we'll have to continue to adjust and figure out how we can execute it at a higher level of consistency and everything like that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jason, I saw Dallas Goedert pop some of those guys who were coming on blitzes, and he was running some of those defenders into the ground in the run game. Who's a better tight end, Dallas Goedert or the NFL player who's better looking than Brad Pitt?
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough one. Obviously, Trav is my brother, and you know, I think Trav is arguably the greatest tight end of all time, and I feel that way probably regardless of whether he's my brother or not. But I think, you know, Dallas, obviously, an unbelievably talented player, waiting for his stats to really start jumping off the board as a pass catcher because he's great in that realm too. Oh, yeah. And very, very, you know, just very underappreciated in that realm. Mm-hmm. And he's great blocking. He's great across the board. He can do it all. The inside zone play that we were running a lot this past week, you know, everybody talks about the offensive line play. That play almost always comes down to the backside players, just like most zone plays. And the tight end sitting there in the backside, who was Dallas this last week, if he's getting his block, that play is usually hitting, regardless of what happens across the board. So we have a great one in Dallas and an ability to do a lot of different things, and that sure as heck makes our job easier.
Jason, final thing here. You know, back to the DeAndre thing. I'm curious. It was such an amazing – you've seen so much in pro football, but I don't think you'd ever seen that. A hometown guy in his first game at Lincoln Financial Field, a game that counts, starring like that. What was it like – what did you sense from him after that game when he could decompress from the game and realize he had just done what he did? I mean, it wasn't just an ordinary performance. It was an extraordinary performance for his hometown football team. What was it like for you as his teammate to see him and see him enjoy that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was incredible. It was like a storybook moment in the middle of the game. I went over to him and said, "Hell, man, this is a hell of a homecoming for you, brother." You know, I didn't realize it at the time, but it's most rushing yards since LeSean McCoy, which feels weird because we've had a lot of great running games in the league since LeSean's been a running back. And for him to have 74. Mm-hmm. The most since 2013 in his first game back in Philadelphia from the prep.
Thank you.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, man. It was really, really cool. Everybody was ecstatic for him. He's a guy that's not like, you know, just goes about his business, doesn't complain, doesn't, you know, do all the politicking or anything that I think a lot of skill positions kind of get caught up into, especially premier players who are concerned about numbers and all of these things. You know, I don't see that. I just see a guy that works, comes in, you know, wants to get better, focuses on his craft, and you know, he got an opportunity this week, and he made the most of it. So really happy for him.
You know, the reason for that, at the prep, we are trained to be men for others.
Oh, don't lump yourself in, man.
Love this.
Come on.
Hey, Jason. I say that for Richie. I got it. Hey, Jason, good luck to you down there in Tampa Bay on Monday night, man. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
All right, there Jason. He is. Eagles center, Jason Kelce.